Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com, which I haven't updated in a while. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, episode number 581. Is that even right? Of the show. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you following along. We appreciate you being... I can't fucking touch this table. Are you watching on video? I touch this table and my computer wiggles. Camera wiggles. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate everyone that pays attention to the show. Shout out to a dear friend of the show, LSU Lala, with the beautiful voice. Had a chance to meet Mr. Lala yesterday in person. I actually delayed the recording of this show to meet with Mr. LSU Lala because he's just that big of a star. It was that much of an honor. He and another friend of the show, the great J1000 Steps. Although it wasn't as great to meet J1000 Steps as I've met him several times, as we kind of live by each other. So we've seen each other around throughout the years. Still a great guy, just not the first time I met him. Although he did pick up the tab. It should be noted that J1000 Steps picked up the tab. It was nice of him. It was nice to meet them. LSU Lala. Great guy, very tall. My big takeaway, extremely tall, taller than... He's probably like, Brian's real short. Because people do say that. I'm 5'8". But I guess, you know, if you're not expecting that, it seems like I'm, you know... Because I got such a big personality. You know? You're like, oh my God, what happened? It's just, is what it is. But LSU is very tall, nice guy. It's great to finally meet him. It's great to see both of you guys. And look... Very appreciative of the people in my audience. They did both allow that neither of them are Patreon subscribers, which is fine. You don't have to be. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. I just did a bonus show. If you're listening to this or watching this, the Patreon version of the, or there's, that's not true. Slow down. Stop. Restart. There is a bonus bri available now on Patreon with my dear friend, Fan, great friend of the show, Fan, the fan of the fan, Chad, joined me. We talked about fitness. We talked about the Liver King. We talked about continuous glucose monitors. We talked about nutrition, stuff I like talking about, but in a funny way, okay? Talked about training, that kind of stuff. 75 Hard, Richmond, North of Richmond, something, that kind of stuff. We talked about, I'm going to be in Austin November 1st. If you're in Austin, Texas, weekend of November 1st, I'll be there. Happy to meet up with anybody. Would enjoy anyone's company. You can buy me a drink. I don't drink anymore. Thank you, 75 Hard. You know, 75 Hard is supposed to be, it's supposed to be like a habit creating endeavor. Well, guess what? It created a habit. I don't drink, but that's okay. I still go to bars. Still love to meet you at a bar and hang out. I still eat food. Still like being out and about. Really hasn't changed anything for me. I hope it hasn't changed your perception of me, but it is what it is. What else? Oh yeah. So that's there. Oh, also no, Ed's not, it's just me. This is kind of also what you get if you're a Patreon subscriber. I do these. Bonus pry. It's just me talking, you know, Mr. Ed. Oh, although we're going to hear from him. Mr. Ed is still away. He's in, and he was, you know, Ed's a great guy. He's bent over backwards for the show over the years. And he was willing to record the show while he's like vacationing, visiting family. And I'm like, please, I spit on the microphone. I'm disgusting. I was like, buddy, we're good. I'm going to just do some shit. And then he was like, hold on, I'm going to send you something. Because last week we did a Ed Explains a Movie, something from our series, Ed Explains a Movie, and where Ed explained the movie Air Bud, which was to a man. And by a man, that means every man, but to this man, my mind was blown by the information that we garnered from Ed's Air Bud explanation. And it is, he does a service because look, I'm never watching Gone with the Wind, but he explained it to us and my mind was blown by it. Also same with that. What's that Christmas one? That's not even a Christmas movie. Jimmy Stewart, No, It's a Wonderful Life. Wild. Just absolutely just a wild story. I didn't know that. I'd never seen it. I'm never going to watch it. And I'm also never going to watch Gone with the Wind, but I know about it. How about the Star Wars Christmas special? We learned a whole fucking bunch about that from Ed. Anyway, he's a great guy. And last week he explained Air Bud to us. And then he emailed me an audio file that we're going to discover together because I haven't listened to it. I'll play it and we'll discuss here. Air Bud 2. He also watched Air Bud 2, so we don't have to. So now, I don't know how much of a millennial audience we have, but I'm sure we have some millennials in our audience, and they probably are very familiar with Air Bud and the fact that the fucking guy does not dunk a basketball, even though he does on the fucking poster. The poster is him. Two hand in it, to the rack, two paw, double paw in it, to the rack. Apparently doesn't do that in the movie. Insane. So Ed's called in with an explanation of Air Bud 2. I think there's like 7 Airs Bud. And oh, we're not doing them all. I didn't even expect to do 2, but I'm excited to hear what happens in Air Bud 2 because Air Bud 1 was fucking mental. Crazy. Are you guys into the stone fruits? I love stone fruit season, but I'm doing this continuous glucose monitor. I'm going to show it to you guys right now. If you're watching on video, this is why you should be on the Patreon. Also YouTube, but I need to update that. It's been a while. I'll update the YouTube. Oh my God. So earlier, just before the show, I did some shit today. I went and got a tattoo. It's still wrapped up. Very exciting. I went and got a tattoo and then I came back. I'd forgotten that the tattoo appointment was today. I thought it was tomorrow. So I went and got a tattoo and I was pretty hungry when I got back. I was thrown off my eating schedule and my lifting schedule discussed on the Patreon. So if you're Patreon, you're going to hear that on the bonus pride that I did earlier with FanFan. We also talked about Drake's fake abs, which I'll get to in a minute. But I'm really into the stone fruits and I make the mistake of where they all get ripe at the same time. So I go to Costco and I buy the flat of nectarines. I almost bought one of peaches too. That would have been insane because my kids aren't here that much. And when they are here, they sometimes eat the food and they sometimes don't. And by here, I mean at my palatial Baller Lifestyle World Headquarters studio, which is not my apartment. Anyway, I bought a flat of nectarines and I'm eating them 2 at a time because they're all going ripe at the same time and I don't want to waste them. And also they're fucking delicious. So I rank the stone fruits. I'll go first. You think I'm going to say nectarine and it's pretty close, but I still put a peach ahead of a nectarine. Okay. They're both great. Peach. Nectarine. Cherry. Followed by the rest. Plums, apricots. Fucking apricots are pretty good, but a lot of times it's hard to get a good one. A good one you can't beat. Same with a plum, but hard to get a good one. A lot of times they're a little sour. Probably depends. You know, there's somebody in Atlanta right now being like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Well, yeah. Duh. First time? Been here before? Didn't think so. Anyway, oh my God, my other computer better not sign me out. Okay. So you into the stone fruits? Oh, so I just came home and I had some tri-tip steak left over. So I had some of that. I try to eat healthy. Okay. I had some tri-tip with some kimchi. And then I had two nectarines with it. And look what it did to my blood sugar. Can you see this spike? That giant spike on my continuous glucose monitor. So what I could have done to blunt that, keep myself in fat burning mode, is I could have had one nectarine and then just taken a short walk. But I off my game. I got the continuous glucose monitor. See, so you should be watching this on video. I got the continuous glucose monitor on my arm. And over the weekend, I discussed this on the Patreon bonus bri. I had one on and I went to put my shoes on in my car and I whacked my arm against the door jam and it knocked off the continuous glucose monitor, which was like a free pass to eat as much ice cream as I wanted. So I went to the grocery store that night and I bought 3 pints of Talenti, which is like that. I think it's gelato. Is it gelato? It's the clear one that you need a channel lock pliers to open. For some reason, I need a towel in each hand so I can get proper grip. And it takes all the strength in my hands. I'm pretty strong. All the strength in my hands to pop that top off. And occasionally, there's been times I've thought about, I need to cut this, or I need a pipe wrench, a spanner, to get this lid off. Anyway, I bought 3 pints of Talenti this weekend. Should we rank ice cream pints in the store? Do y'all have McConnell's where you live? Because that's far and away the best one going right now. And I know there's like niche brands, but I'm talking nationwide brands. McConnell's, I hope it is my personal favorite. Now it's pricey. It's about $10 a pint, which is too much. But a lot of times it's on sale. Sometimes it's down there around $6.99, in which case I will buy a pint of it, but they didn't have it. I recently moved, which means you have to change grocery stores. And I live like near old people now. And so I have to go to a different grocery store that's just fucking teeming with old people. And they are so fucked up. These old people, Jesus fucking Christ, you guys. I went in there twice. I've gone in there. And somebody very old was in front of me in line and was extremely overly concerned about me putting my items on the same belt as them. You know, you put your items on the thing and it conveyors toward the checker and you put that little in between. And these people were like blocking me with their body so I wouldn't put my thing on the thing. And I'm like, what's going on here? Anyway, I went over there. They didn't have McConnell's, but it's a lot cheaper, this grocery store, than my other grocery store. And so that was like free reign for me to get 3 pints of Talenti. Also, my continuous glucose monitor had fallen off, so I was like just free to eat whatever I wanted. And over the weekend, I had 3 pints. Okay? Now, I believe my man child was here, and he helped me a little bit, but he has self-control somehow because he doesn't just fucking eat the whole thing. And I don't either, but I eat a third of 3. I eat 3/3, which is 1 for those of us, you know, math people. Anyway, are you guys into the stone fruits? Because I am too, but they spike your blood sugar. So go for a walk. That's my point. Next, I had this couch. I moved recently and I had this amazing couch. It was, you guys might have guessed by all the jewelry I wear and all the clothes and stuff, that I don't, you know, that I like I'm a bit of a peacock. I like a bright colors and whatnot. I don't like grayish. I don't want a gray or brown or beige piece of furniture. I just don't. So I had this bitchin' couch. It was blue velvet and it was like bright blue. It was so dope, but it was fucking huge. And it was luxurious. It was high-end piece and it was modular. So it was like 7 chunks of couch, a chaise at one end, a corner piece at the other end, and then 1, 2, 3 armless pieces, right? You're familiar with modular couches, right? And then an ottoman. It was dope. It's and also brand new. This thing was like $7,000. I didn't pay that for it, but just so you know. So I moved in here and I was like, this thing's too big. I go, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to sell half of it. But the problem is the pieces I was selling were two, it was six pieces. Sorry. So I was keeping three, the two ends, one armless piece in the middle. So I had a chaise, an end, and just a middle piece. And that's a couch. What I was selling was the ottoman and two middle pieces, which also is a couch, but people might not think it's a couch, and which is what I learned because no consignment, despite the fact that it was a very high-end brand and it was like new condition. No smoke, no pets. No one would buy the three pieces I wanted to get rid of. And it was taking up my whole garage. And also, it was just too big. So I bit the bullet and I sold the whole thing, sold the whole couch. And some young kid came over here with a van, Sprinter van, and he bought it and he paid top. He gave me more than I paid for it. Don't tell him. And we put it all in and he was stoked and he should be stoked. And you know what he said? He's like, if it doesn't fit in my place, I'll just sell part of it. And I'm like, good luck, because I tried that. Anyway, he bought the whole thing and I was stoked for him, but I missed my couch. So then I was on the hunt for a new couch and God damn it. I was looking on Facebook Marketplace. Do you know you can fuck on Facebook? Somebody was telling me that they met somebody and fucked him on Facebook dating. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'd never heard of that. Anyway, that's a thing. But also, I had never heard of that you could buy furniture on Facebook either. That's what I know, Facebook Marketplace. So I went on there and there was no couches that I wanted. And I was like, I don't want to spend, you know, what it costs to buy a brand new one because I'm a bachelor. Then what pops up? I swear to God. Remember how I was saying that I had a modular couch and it was six pieces and I was trying to keep three? On Facebook pops up the three pieces of the exact same couch that I wanted to keep, just those three pieces. And It was the proper orientation. The chaise was moved to the other side, which is better for my space. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's my couch. I negotiated via text with the people. They were asking a little too much, but we worked it out. And I'm like, okay, I'll come get it. It was got to a fair price. Hold on, water. Oh, shit, this thing's... Oh, my God, I might have to go fill up. That was my last sip. Anyway, I go to pick up the thing from these people, right? And first of all, they give me directions. And the directions were, they kind of fucked me on the directions, okay? So I'm already kind of pissed because there's two routes you could take to this place. You could approach from the north, in which case you can just pull right. It's a gated community, okay? I'll tell you that. You could pull right in, or you could approach from the south, in which case you have to drive like a mile. You see the place, you go, oh, there it is, but it's across the highway. You got to drive a fucking mile and a half past it, flip a bitch, and come back. In which case, so it would just be easier to say, hey, when you're coming, it's best if you exit, we'll just pick a random street. Seal Beach Boulevard, because that's the actual street, and come south. So you don't have to take this long, circuitous route and turn around. Well, they didn't, they kind of told me that, but not well enough. I blame them. It's a gated thing, right? And also kind of annoying, but whatever. I pull up to the gate. You got to say your name and shit. Do all that. Then I pull up to the people's place where my couch is. I don't know, like, for instance, I had just sold a couch. A guy was coming to pick it up. So you know what I did? I made it real easy for him to find where I lived, park, and then I helped him with the couch. I get to these assholes' place, and the house, I kid you not, the house was on sand. What I'm saying is, There was the only thing between the house and ocean water was that sand of the beach. Okay. I'm explaining here. This was a fucking bougie residence, like $20 million. Okay. They had a nice house. Happy for them. Whatever. Just give me the fucking cow. No, that's not what I'm saying. I cruise up. I pull up. I figure out which house it is, you know, and it's like an alley. It's, first of all, we're in a gated community that's on sand. Okay. Picture the kind of people this is, right? I pull up and their vehicles, and we'll get to that in a second. Their vehicles are in front of their house. So I can't park there. So I don't know where, there's nowhere to park. If I were selling something, I would make sure my fucking car was out of the way so that the person buying the thing could get their car there. Okay, fine, whatever. Not everyone's as thoughtful. I pull up. I think I do the little text here or whatever. And then I walk up. I ring the fucking doorbell, right? Here I am. Ring the doorbell. I wait a couple of minutes, right? I'm shaking the table again. I wait a couple of minutes. And then what happens? The guy talks to me through the ring, whatever it is, annoying, right? And he's like, oh, I'll be there in a minute. I fucking waited like 7 minutes. I thought about leaving, but I didn't. Okay. And then he comes out. And he's a lot younger than me. That's not an issue. You know, he's also dying it to cover up the baldness. Again, like, dance with who brung you. It's not my, you're doing great. And he's like putting on his shoes to get the couch or whatever. We go inside and this fucking place is pretty nice house, right? I mean, I'm looking at the ocean, right? And they're touching sand. Not a lot of places you touch sand. And what by touching sand, I mean, there's no boardwalk between them and the sand. Most places, people can walk past your house in front of it. This is behind gates on sand. Whatever. They're living well. I'm happy for them. But I go, oh, he comes to the door. I go, hey, can I park there? And he's like, oh, no. And I'm like, yeah, dickhead. I'm here to pick up a fucking couch. How about a place I can park? And he goes, oh, you can park right there behind my truck. Truck. Air quotes. Because the truck he referred to was one of those Frigidaires on wheels, aka a Cybertruck. You can pull in behind my Cybertruck in front of his neighbor's house. I'm like, okay, like I would know that. So I did. I moved the thing, right? I moved there. Mind you, like I can already tell, we're not going to be able to negotiate the couch between the vehicles that are blocking his front door. Like a vehicle needs to be moved to move this piece of furniture. As someone that has done things in his life, I recognize that. I also recognize that I'm dealing with somebody that hasn't had to do much for himself in life because he's just like not noticing that there's two cars blocking the door. Whatever. Let's just do this. It's three pieces of couch. It's not that heavy. There's two of us. We go inside. We walk upstairs. And there's the couch. And there's his wife and their baby, whatever. This place is nice. You know, like it's like you go in and then you go up a level and the kitchen is on the next level. And then like a big just like bonus room. It's like all open, modern, open floor plan. Fucking huge windows looking at ocean water. It's gorgeous. And I kind of like look at the couch and it's fine. But I can see that like their baby's like kind of drooled on it in a couple places. It'll wipe off. But the thing is, you're trying to sell it to me. How about you give it a fucking quick wipe down before I show up, you know? And I'm kind of like moving the cushions around and it's a little dusty. Like it's not, there's no stains on it. Look, I'll be honest. I'm looking for cum. All right. I'm looking to see if somebody has jizzed on this thing. I like vintage items because it's like you get a deal and you're picking something that no one else has. That's what I like about stuff like that. You're getting something that no one else thought to get and you're the only one that has it and it's cool. You like it. It's special to you. But I don't want a cummed on. You know, if I can avoid cummed on items, you know, it's the same. I have the same issue with Airbnb.
I like to give the Airbnb a one over, once over. Check them out. Is there cum in here? Do I see cum anywhere? If I don't see cum, I'm good. I can go to sleep that night. I can rest my weary bones on a bed of California stars. If I'm concerned that I'm in the presence of someone else's ejaculate, I have a hard time sleeping. So I like to check. Same with my couch. Now, I didn't see any cum stains, okay? Which is good. But the things had added up to me, you know? Like, I didn't feel my time was valued. I just didn't feel, and it was going to be a pain in the ass. You know, we're going to have to walk the fucking thing downstairs, and we were going to get to the front door, and then this dipshit's going to realize he has to move his truck, aka Cybertruck. So I gave it a once over. And I was like, you know what? I'm a pass. And they looked at me because I was like inside their house. Like, we had agreed to it and there was technically nothing wrong with it. But for the most part, I just had been irritated. You know, I was irritated. I was in a bad mood. My testosterone was low. Whatever. I don't know. It was the end of the day. I felt I had been put out and I was going to continue to be put out. And I didn't want to give these people my money. So I left. I just said, no, thanks. And I walked out of their house and drove away. And I bought a different couch that's just like a placeholder. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I should have done in the first place. I'm going to go to the place that makes that couch that I like. And I'm just going to bite the bullet and I'm going to order the exact one I want and pay for it. And never think about it. And then every day I'm going to come home and go, oh, there's that thing that I always wanted. Now I have it. And look, it's just a couch, whatever. Like, you're probably making fun of me. I don't give a shit. But that's a thing that happened to me. You guys seen Drake's ab implants? I covered this on the Patreon portion of the show. This fucking Drake guy. I don't know anything about Drake. I'm certain that he sucks. I don't really know his songs. He did that one. I know that. Got a Hennessy, something. That. Is he a rapper? We couldn't determine this on the bonus pry. Is he a rapper or a singer? Because he kind of does both. He kind of rap sings, which out. Hard pass. Canada. Being douchey. You know, the sing rapping. I'm out. I'm not in on Drake. I'm all out on Drake. Not a fan. Is he a pedophile? People say he is. I don't know. Haven't investigated. Not interested. But I did see this week, this fucking guy got fake abs. Let's see how much fucking money he has. And Drake. Net worth. I'm so thirsty. Drake net worth. Okay. This, and should we play a song? Oh, I gotta find it. So this Drake, I see this week, I just saw a story. And what's it called? How rich is this guy? Where is it? Let's go. Oh, right here.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
My blood sugar's really dipping. I've hardly had any carbs today. I need carbs. And look at this blood sugar. It's way down. How fucking rich is this guy? Okay, Drake. Hundreds of millions, it says. He's so rich. Hold on. 300 million. We usually go with celebrity net worth. 300 million, they're saying. 70 million a year. He's very wealthy, okay? He's so fucking rich. Imagine having a third of a billion. Having 3,000 million. 300 million dollars. And thinking that happiness will come from having your stomach skin cut C-sectioned, but not all the way through. They just go under the skin. They slice open the skin. Like you ever see chicks in porno when you could tell they had a tummy tuck because they get like a big
They get like a big filigree tattoo just like right around the rim of their belly. And it's like, oh, you're covering up a scar with that thing.
Look, I haven't watched porno in a long time, but I'm familiar with porno. I'm not too good for porno. I'm just not into it.
Well, that he got that. He got his fucking stomach cut open, the skin sliced and peeled back. And then they took a hungry man dinner plate, you know, like the sectioned piece of aluminum, and they fucking slid it under his skin and then stapled it back together. And they're like, look, you got abs now, buddy. You got ab muscles. He clearly does not. He has fake, Drake got fake abs. Why? He's got $300 million and he's pretending to have abs? Are you fucking,
dude, if I had $300 million, first of all, forget who I am because you won't, I'll be gone. I'll definitely forget who you are. RIP, our relationship. I'm out of here. I got 300 million.
You know, I'm taking care of my people. I'm helping people. I'm doing acts of service. I'm fucking, I'm doing anything but trying to fucking be well known on the internet. That's the last thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be unknown on the internet. You know what I'm saying? I got 300 million. I'd do that if I had 3 million. You know what I'm saying? This Drake, and we talked about it on the bonus Bri. Liver King, same thing. The guy's got $100 million in the bank. He's out here smoking meth, threatening people. And he's got fake abs, too. He got the same thing. He got the slice it open, put the abs in there. Put the hungry man dinner plate in there. Unfucking believable. This Drake is what a mess. And look, I wasn't a fan before, but I'm certainly never going to be a fan now. Like, I don't fuck with the fake ab people, you know? Like, what is that? Also, guys, ladies are not into your abs. There's no lady that, I mean, there might be a couple, but they're few and far between. You know what ladies like? Dad bods. They do, for the most part. They want to feel like safe with you. You know what they like is when you listen to them. That's the primary thing they're looking for in a man, is somebody that listens and makes them feel like somebody cares. They don't give a fuck about your abs. You know who likes abs? Gay guys. Mostly. I mean, I'm sure there's gay guys that like dad bods too. There's gay guys that like everything. But if you had to take a poll, who mostly likes abs? It's gays. And that's okay. But they're men. They're more aesthetically oriented. Whatever. Anyway, Drake got fake abs. You should look it up. Let's check in with Ed. And look, he's going to explain a movie. Let's see if this works. I'm playing it from my email. Ed, we miss you, buddy. How you doing? Nope. Hold on. Doesn't appear to be playing. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's turned down. That's so me. Will I edit that out? Of course not. Here we go. Let's try this.
Sweet, because...
Oh, let's start from the beginning. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, it's Ed.
It's Ed!
Still in Colorado. I don't know if this is going to be a Patreon thing or added to the show.
Does it
this
matter?
Because I don't come back until after the show is posted, so... I figured I'd give you all a treat, and by treat, I mean I drag you down in the mud with another Air Bud sequel. I watched the second Air Bud because I was so pissed off after the first one, and it automatically played the second one, and I know he went to play Receiver. It's called Air Bud 2 Golden Receiver, so I wanted to see. We know the first one was complete bullshit because he didn't dunk, even though the poster shows him dunking. And now he's a receiver on the...
Now, hold on. I need to know. Is this tackle football? Because you can't tackle a dog. You're going to injure it. Because a dog can't wear shoulder pads or hip pads or a neck roll or a helmet. They don't make dog-shaped helmets. So you're just going to fucking spear it? Like, imagine... Who's one of those guys that's real dirty? Andre Dirty Waters. Modern reference. Is he dead? I think he is. R.I.P. Well, you know what he would do? He was a safety and he would fuck people up. That was back when you could do that. He would put his, oh, well, how about my guy Vontaze Burfict? Look at this. Antonio Brown.
Is that his name?
Yes. He's hiding out in Dubai again, probably swinging his dick at people like he did before, because he's wanted for attempted murder for popping caps in a Miami. Why? Because Vontaze Burfict put one in his chin. Put a helmet in his fucking chin strap one time, and he's never been the same. Imagine you put... Now, Air Bud, admittedly, doesn't have a chin. But he's got a snout. You think Vontaze Burfict... I remember Wilbur Marshall concussed Troy Aikman one time with a crown to the chin. And ever after that, Troy Aikman had to wear one of those big pads. Big chin strap pad. Before, they would just strap it on with nothing. His had a big plastic piece on it. Why? Because Wilbur Marshall made him developmentally disabled with a shot to the head. Imagine what would happen if Wilbur Marshall put one on Air Bud's snout. Like, how is this believable? Okay, come on. He probably doesn't even play football because he didn't dunk.
The football team. So I wanted to see what happened. So I'm going to give you what I hope will be about a 7-minute recap of the movie. Air Bud 2, Golden Receiver. We're going to start off, I think it's the same kid, but he's hit puberty, so it's a bigger kid. But the same Josh.
Yeah, dude.
He's shooting hoops with his sad sack dog in the court by the river again. He's doing the Shamu,
bump it off the nose.
Into the hoop. It's bullshit.
That would get boring
and
in 5 minutes.
And you find out his family's taking a road trip.
I don't know.
But Buddy, and they keep calling him Buddy, and like, we know it's Air Bud 2, so why are we calling him Buddy? Like, just call him Air Bud, because that's what everyone knows him by. But anyway.
Well, was he called Air Bud in the movie, though?
When they're going on a road trip.
I don't think
so. And he goes with the family. Like, he's super shifty, and they don't even know a golden retriever is sneaking into the car. Anyway, he sneaks in, hides in the back, and then when the car parks to go, they're going to a basketball game. He somehow, the dog now knows how to operate a sunroof and opens the sunroof and gets out and sneaks into the arena to watch basketball while the family.
You know, is there anything more bullshit than a sunroof? First of all, it compromises the structural integrity of your roof. Like, the whole point of that roof is to fucking keep shit from coming down on you. Instead, they cut a hole in it, right? So not as strong. And what do? They take that open section and they fill it with a 50-pound piece of glass. Right there. It's right there. I have one in my car, by the way. And then you're driving and you're like, oh, sunroof. As soon as you open, like, even with the sunroof closed, you open just the moonroof portion or whatever, the shade. You open the shade, you're getting cooked. If the sun is out, the last thing you want is it shining on top of you. And then you're like, oh, how about we throw it open? Oh, so it can be windy as fuck in here and we can't hear anything. And it starts doing this thing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Like while you're driving, get the fuck out of here with the sunroof. Fuck a sunroof. Car enthusiasts know what I'm talking about. They hate sunroofs. But I wouldn't say I'm an enthusiast. And my car does have a sunroof, but, you know, do you need a sunroof? Do I use the sunroof? Never. Can a dog do a sunroof? I can barely do it. I'm like, which button? And I'm always like, because then if you open it and then you turn off the car, it closes by itself. But I'm always like, what if it doesn't? Well, every time I go to open it, I'm like, what if this thing doesn't close? It might not. It might not close. What if it doesn't? Bud didn't worry about that because he's a dog. And what did he use? His snout? I assume. Oh, here's Ed.
Family's watching. Bud sneaks onto the court. I think these are supposed to be pro players, but they're wearing generic jerseys because this Air Bud franchise is such bullshit. Yeah. They can't get sponsorships.
Yeah.
So the players are wearing these generic jerseys that when you see like when you're looking at a football game at like Target or a Best Buy TV and you want to buy the TV,
yeah,
and they're wearing like generic jerseys.
Red.
That's
just
what
red.
They're watching.
Yeah, it's like the Bulls,
anyway,
but it's
just
red.
Sneaks onto the court, drains some shots, and by shots, it's that bullshit Shamu hit with his nose into the... And then everyone leaves. Anyway.
Yeah.
This kid Josh, the main character, his friend is like super horny over eighth grade girls.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Who wasn't?
Women dig football players, so I'm going out for the team. By the way, Deion Sanders played two sports. So that's like what we have to know. All right, we're ditching basketball for this movie. We're going to football.
Right.
And everyone keeps calling him Buddy, and I'm super pissed about that. Anyway, we cut to a Russian circus, and Nora Dunn, who was on Saturday Night Live, her brother Kevin Dunn was on the show Veep. Like, you know her if you've seen her.
Yeah.
Nora Dunn is talking in a Russian accent. She's talking to the animals, and she says the circus is looking for the perfect animal.
Get that bag,
and
Nora Dunn.
And she sees highlights of Air Bud on TV and says, "We have found our main attraction," because circuses always feature dogs.
No. Russian circuses do.
His mom wants to go on a date. She's ready for someone to spackle those guts.
No.
So some nerd named Herm comes to pick her up.
Wait,
he's a
single mom?
He's allergic to dogs, so he just ditches her before she can even come downstairs. Next is like cheesy guy picks her up.
They all have dogs,
and
by
Josh
the way. If they don't
really
have a dog, they have a kid.
His mom going on dates. Then
she
takes Buddy for a walk while she's on rollerblades. Buddy leads her right to some nice guy's boat. Guy's name is Dr. Sullivan. So he's a pretty handsome dude.
They're telling you
Josh
he's rich.
A football
doctor.
When he goes to pick the mom up. Like, they arrange a date, and like, that's a totally normal thing to go on a date and like hand the eighth grade son a football.
No.
Anyway,
well, it's like, hey,
mom leaves for the date.
Get out of here so I can finger bang your mom, is what he's saying.
And he goes to the garage and stares at the framed newspaper article. Framed, hanging in the garage, Crash claims the life of test pilot with a picture of his dad. Well, like, that's
Chuck
a
Yeager.
Totally normal thing to just hang on so you can just remember the worst moment of your life. Anyway, Buddy, like, sees that football and he's all about it. And then Josh is walking Buddy the next day and the Russian circus people are, like, following him in a van. And Josh and his friend are throwing the football back and forth while Josh complains about his mom going on dates with this guy. And his friend's like, hey, she probably has him already on speed dial. Once that happens, he's going to be your new stepdad.
Oh,
so he's like, by the way, you know, this dude's probably already blowing your mom's back out.
Yeah, he is.
Anyway,
these days,
Buddy,
second date.
His friend keeps lobbying for Josh to join the football team. Come on, let's do it. Josh is like, fuck it, I'll do it. I don't have to see, just, I'll go play football so I don't have to watch my mom having fun with this new guy.
Exactly.
We see the football
riding
coach
him.
Is the cop who gives the parking ticket a dullest in Die Hard 2. It's Dennis Franz's brother in Die Hard 2. Anyway, Josh has a killer arm. Like, he didn't know this. He's in eighth grade.
Yeah.
He hasn't thrown a fucking ball before.
Yeah.
Anyway, the football team's dog shit. Practice is a disaster. Josh and his friend take Buddy to the vet. It's his mom's boyfriend. And they're
And he's calling himself doctor?
Josh sneaks into the locker room.
He
hears a conversation where the school administrator is telling the coach they're going to fire him at the end of the year. Keep in mind, this is junior high. So, like, this is some high-level football team on a junior high, and they already told the coach, like, you're fucking out at the end of the year. Anyway, the Russian circus people are back trying to catch Bud.
Yeah.
And we go back to a game. The quarterback gets tuned up, dislocated shoulder.
Oh, who comes
Josh
in?
The new quarterback.
Josh.
Coach is eating a turkey leg on the sideline.
Nah.
No fucking reason why you'd be eating a turkey leg.
Turkey legs are so overrated,
bad
by the
comedy.
Way. Yeah.
They call a play. It's called B-52. That's not a play. That's not a real play. What are the formations? Anyway, Josh lines up behind the guard instead of the center because he doesn't know football. I mean, why is he playing the game? Anyway, he holds the ball too long on the first play. Gets strip sack, touchdown out of the team. Josh is a piece of shit.
Yeah, he sucks.
Next play, Josh throws a bomb, but Bud jumps onto the field and catches it.
What?
And then he starts weaving in and out. Keep in mind, this is a dog. Dogs are colorblind. How does he know the rules of football? How does he know which way to go, doesn't step out of bounds, which jerseys to avoid. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Josh and his family make Buddy a helmet and jersey with their shoulder pads the next day.
No. No.
Jersey number is the number K9. K9 is not a fucking number.
No, it isn't.
That's illegal. We know. They say number 80 through 89 in receivers, and now they let, like, single digits to 19.
K9.
There's no K9 in this number. Anyway, once again, they let Buddy play. The other team's like laughing at him, like, oh, you're going to put a dog on the field? Anyway, takes the first pass to the house because he has four legs.
Yes.
Four fucking legs. Nobody can catch the dog. The dog's listening to the plays in the huddle. They're calling the huddle plays, and the dog's like just sitting there soaking it up. Keep in mind, this dog doesn't even commit a false start.
Yeah.
I am recording this show in a hot car right now.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're in a car.
Stop barking. But Buddy can just play football, listen to plays.
Oh, your sister needs to handle that dog.
Anyway. The vet dating his mom.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Josh shows there's a picture of three women in his wallet or something like that.
I'd like to see that.
And the vet's like, these are my three sisters. They're not another woman, a woman or anything like that.
Like, if you have
back to football.
If you have pictures of your sisters, that's more problematic than chicks you're banging.
Everything thrown to him. The vet proposes to Josh's mom.
Already?
Josh is pissed. And then he goes and runs away in the middle of the night. He's in eighth grade. This isn't like a seven-year-old's decision. He walks down the block. Josh is like making plans to like leave.
Yeah. He should join the circus.
The Russian circus kidnaps Bud. Josh is waiting to take a train to San Francisco. He's going from the Pacific Northwest to San Francisco because his mom met a vet. And keep in mind, this fucking vet probably makes good money. Josh is alone looking at a picture of his dead dad, the test pilot. His mom's going to get money. Anyway.
I read that book. I read that book, Beautiful Boy, or I started to, but it was so fucking cloyingly melodramatic that I couldn't get through like the first 20 pages. But in that book, Beautiful Boy, the dad, who I think they made a movie and it's Chalamet is the boy and the dad is Steve Carell. Didn't watch that either because the book fucking sucked. And your wife probably read it. And you know what? Your wife likes shitty books, okay? Because that book was fucking stupid and bullshit. It was all lies. And the kid in the book, and I'm reminded of this because like Air Bud, he also goes to San Francisco to do meth. But you know what he does to get that meth? He sucks a bunch of dicks. All right. And now he goes around and does speaking tours about all the dicks he sucked to get the meth. Okay. Like this is where Air Bud's, this is where Josh is headed. You know, stay with the veterinarian and don't suck dicks in the Mission. Or the Castro, wherever he sucked dicks to get that methamphetamine. And by the way, you don't have to suck dicks to get meth. Just saying. You could just do other things. But if you're trying to sell a book, you better be sucking some fucking dicks to get that meth. Because then you sell the book, which was fucking stupid. And if you liked it, you like shitty books. And if you saw the movie, you like books, movies about shitty books. And sucking dick for meth.
Down at the train station, talks him out of it. He gives him some Yoda mind games, convinces him the new guy is not going to replace his dad. Josh comes back, finds the mom turned the vet down. It was all too soon, she said.
Yeah, good for her.
Also, Buddy's gone. So everything's
also, don't get married.
Good job, Josh.
Yep.
Didn't look after your dog. Didn't help your mom get together with the good guy. You suck. Anyway, now Air Bud's stuck in a cage next to a donkey, a parrot, a bear, and some other sad Russian circus animals. It's a pretty pathetic thing. Now we got a game. The game's got announcers. Tim Conway's calling the game, and this is a junior high football game. And he goes, we just got word Air Bud will not be playing today. All right, who gives a shit?
Who gives a fuck?
A chimpanzee and a bud. A chimpanzee and Air Bud help all the animals break out of their cages.
A chimpanzee?
Or whatever it is.
Chimpanzee will chew your fucking face off.
Josh, once again, to get strip sacked for a TD on the first play. He's a garbage player. He holds the ball too long.
He does.
Bud the chimp are fucking up the evil Russian circus people. It's halftime. The team's getting fucked up. Coach gives a speech about how they need to believe and that the dog taught him to believe.
Ooh,
they need to believe.
Derek
and they
Fisher?
Get in the huddle and the players start going rough, 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 rough chant and they go back onto the field. Bullshit.
My God.
The team called the Timberwolves. They're inspired and they start fighting back. Immediately, they get away with a blatant horse collar.
Those used to be allowed.
Randomly helps him defeat the Russian circus people and then takes Buddy to the football game. I'm not really sure. I might have fallen asleep during that part. Bud shows up. All the kids are amped. So I guess the guy who's playing wide receiver three is like, I guess I'm fucking bench.
Yeah, that is bullshit.
Golden receiver.
Yeah, he's an eighth
golden
grade.
Golden retriever.
Yeah.
How does the dog know to stay on sides? Once again, no false starts. Yeah. Instant touchdown. Next possession.
How do you play bump and run?
I mean, it's bullshit. The dog's allowed to play, but you have to question the other team's commitment to defense. Everybody knows every ball's going to Bud. Finally, the other team pulls an Andre Dirty Waters and fucks up Bud. And he's the villain because he finally, like, lays out the dog. Vet checks him out, says he'll be all right. But now the team stinks without Bud. Final play, Josh, the middle schooler, calls a play where he's going to throw the ball. He throws it like 60 yards across his body. Bud is like all Brett injured and barks from the sideline.
That old gunslinger, Josh?
And like Josh, after like scrambling for 30 seconds, unleashes a bomb. He's in eighth grade and he's played like four football games in his life. Josh's nerd friend dives like 15 yards to catch it, like 15 in the air. That means his friend dove 45 feet in the air to catch a touchdown. Anyway, Josh begs the vet, who's fucking his mom, like, hey, don't leave. Like, I want you to be my new dad or something like that. And they're like, all right, cool.
Well, no, he's been groomed. Josh has been groomed.
The sponsorship rights. It's a 49ers Seahawks game, and we see Warren Moon, like, makes an appearance. He throws a pass to Joey Galloway, but it's intercepted by Air Bud at the end, and everybody has a laugh.
Oh, he's on defense now?
Bullshit movie. I was not tempted, once again, to fall into the trap and see where it goes. Like, I think he plays hockey or some bullshit like that. I'm done with Air Bud.
How'd they get him in the skates?
I would like to report Air Bud lasted from the years 1988 to February 10th, 1998. So Air Bud is dead. Whatever they tell you is Air Bud going forward is bullshit. The dog is dead. Also, I looked up the guy who played the vet. He was pretty handsome. His name is something Harrison. Harrison has been married since December 21st, 1980, to actress Randy Oakes. You might know her from Chips. They met while competing on a 1979 edition of Battle of the Network Stars, where Harrison was on the CBS team and Randy Oakes naturally was on the Chips NBC team. Their marriage was kept secret from the public for several years. I assume there was an overlapping relationship. Yeah. I'm not sure. Also, footnote, Harrison became addicted to cocaine during the 80s. Yeah. He broke the addiction with the help of Betty Ford Center.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. Everybody get help.
That's great.
The vet.
Don't do cocaine.
Hooked up with the Chips lady and did cocaine.
That's fucking
anyway,
great.
Anyway, that's my recap. Went longer than I thought.
That's great.
Bullshit franchise. Hope all are well. I will be back on the show next week.
That's fantastic.
See ya.
That was fantastic. And look, I wanted to play the voicemails, but like, I don't think anybody's really that into those. Hold on. This person is royalty on the show, so we'll play hers. It's Katie Shady.
Gentlemen.
Oh, should I play the song first? Hold on. We should. Oh, hold on. Oh, my God. Let's get to the... gotta get on. Okay, right here. Yep. Nope. Not there. And here. Nope. One more over. And there it is.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
Let's hear from our dear friend, Catherine Shady, one of the all-time greats.
Gentlemen, Katie Shady here.
Katie Shady.
So, I have a suggestion.
Tell me.
Just hear me out.
Uh-oh.
Brian.
What?
Narrating The Grapes of Wrath for an audiobook in his Elizabeth Holmes voice.
I think
that is a project you should look into. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I never read it. Is that about the Dust Bowl? That's Steinbeck, right? The Grapes of Wrath. I've never read it. I don't even know if I could do it right now. I don't know that I could do that voice for the entire time. I will test your blood. And also, it's very dusty in Oklahoma this time of year, and we're poor. And we're eating dirt. But also, I need angel investors for my blood testing company box that goes at Walgreens. I'm Elizabeth Holmes. Like that? I don't even know if that's good. But fair. Okay, there's a couple other voicemails, but, you know, I don't know. It's just, I think we've done enough. Ed showed up. I did my thing. Oh, by the way,
if you're listening to this, this is just the regular show. You can, this is available everywhere. If you want to hear the Patreon, it costs $5, okay? You pay $5 a month and you go to patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. Okay? The Patreon is a video show on the website patreon.com. You go there, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast, and that's where you can listen to all the extra stuff. You get the regular show in video format there, of course, and any bonus content we do every week, that is, shows up on Patreon. And then the bonus Bri show also shows up there, and any bonus content we do shows up on Patreon. What I'm telling you is it's separate. It's two things. There's one thing that's free and there's one thing that's not free. And if you want to listen to the not free part and support us, you can also just support us and never listen. I don't give a fuck. But another thing I don't give a fuck about is if you have a problem accessing the Patreon, I just don't fucking care. I don't care. Like, support us or don't, but don't fucking tell me about it. I don't give a shit. Like, just do it or don't. What you can do is if you're not able to, or just we're not, you know, enough for you on Patreon, what you can do is rate and review the show. Just go and leave a review or God forbid. You know, I was telling somebody about this the other day. I do hilarious content on my Instagram, at Brian Beckner on Instagram. And a couple times I've done videos that have like sort of gone, not viral, but they've gotten like 10,000 views. You know how many times those get shared? Zero. I don't think I've ever had an Instagram story shared to, like, if you think what I'm doing is funny here on this podcast, like, don't keep it a secret to yourself. Share it with somebody that also might think it's funny. I share shit all fucking day long. I have a whole group of people and I have different lanes that I share different things to. No one ever shares shit that I do. And I get it. Like, look, I'm mid-lives, you know, I'm an acquired taste. That's not true. I'm very funny, but I'm not funny to everybody. And I think maybe I'm a little ribald and some people are like afraid to be associated with that. I've learned, whatever, you know, like, just fucking tell your friends that like funny shit that I'm out there being funny. Me and Ed, share this fucking podcast with some people. Also, subscribe on Patreon. And if you don't like having another app on your phone to listen to this podcast or watch it, please, from the bottom of my heart, I do not give a shit. Tell somebody else about it. I don't give a fuck. Until next week, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 581 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I sat here and I talked to you for an hour. Ed jumped in and he recorded some shit out of the goodness of his heart for fucking free. The least you could do is share it with another fucking kind soul that might like funny things. All right. And also subscribe to us, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. Until next week. My name is Brian Beckner for Ed Daly. We'll see you next week. Daly and a man, Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daly's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And